Almighty Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt your name, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy, for your love, O Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We bow before you, Lord, this morning. We exalt your name. We lift you up higher, for you are God and there is no one else. Thank you, Father. You are God and you are God alone. We bless your name, Lord, for mercy, for grace, Lord, for your love that cannot be compared, Lord, for your mercy that endures forever. We exalt your name. We worship you. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of January, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Thank him for the blessing of this beautiful day. Honor his name. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day, you will produce the evidence of the favor of God upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. I raise the banner of the Lord over my life this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, I will not walk in the company of error. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into tragedy. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into accident. In the name of Jesus, evil plan of the enemy is canceled over my way. In the name of Jesus, I cancel any form of demonic manifestation over my day. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I prophesy the goodness of God upon me. I prophesy the blessings of the Lord upon my life in the name of Jesus. I speak into manifestation the favor of the Lord upon my life in the name of Jesus. I receive help from the Lord this day in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the manifestations of his blessing. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. You will walk together with the provision of God. My day, I declare you align with God's provision for my life. In the name of Jesus, he has said in his word that the Lord will provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare over my life, oh, my life receive provision of God today. In the name of Jesus, I will not be cut off from my help. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day, any weapon that is prepared into you against me, I declare you will not prosper, you will not stand. Evil word will not manifest in my day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every demonic expression in this day. I cancel you. Demonic manifestation is canceled in the name of Jesus. Every expression of evil in my dream that want to bring itself into my day, I cancel you. I suspend your activity. In the name of Jesus, I suspend the activity of evil expression over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the light of God shine over me. Darkness has no place in me. Darkness has no place over my portion. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, my portion is secured. In the name of the Lord, my portion is secured by the mercy of the Lord. I speak over you this day. I am blessed in you. In the name of Jesus, I declare no evil will befall me. I speak to this day, my experience in you is of the mercy of the Lord. My experience in you is the blessing of the Lord. My testimony in you this day is victory through the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh, today I move in the dimension of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, today I operate in the dimension of the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. this session, even if it's going to be a minute. By the grace of God, we are going to use this session to be praying for those that are on the sick bed. We are going to claim their healing. We are going to destroy the power of darkness over their life. I want you to lift up your voice and pray that in the name of Jesus, Father, we send your healing unto all our beloved brethren that is on the sick bed right now. Lord, let your hand of healing come upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, your word says that upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Deliverance, healing is your portion. We claim it for you. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus, you are healed. We speak to your bones, to your body. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, ye spirit of infirmity, in the name of Jesus, I command you in the name of Jesus, leave that body now. In the name of Jesus, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I declare healing upon you. I declare the balm of Gilead, the healing of the Lord, take place over your life right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of Jesus to you. Rise up, take up your bed and begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Rise up and begin to walk. I speak to your bone, receive life in the name of Jesus. Chain of disease, chain of infirmity over your life is broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want to remind you of our program that is coming up this week, Thursday, by the grace of God, on the 29th of January. 29th, that is this week, Thursday. It's about 2 days away now. The program is going to start by 12 noon, by the grace of God, at Oluwadamilare Garden. That is beside National Open University, behind Tafu Arena, Sango Eleyele Road at Ijokodo Junction, Ibadan. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come in the name of Jesus. The program is going to start by 12. I told you, by the grace of God, this program is our first program for the year. It's going to be prophetic. It's going to be a time of wonder. It's going to be a time of blessing in the presence of the Lord. So I want you to plan, pray, and prepare to attend this program. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday. This morning, by the grace of God, we are continuing in our charge from the Lord, which is go forward. But today is going to take a different dimension. I have about 7 charge here from the Lord for you as you take the journey of this season. By the grace of God, we've been able to look into the dimension of this word go forward. Different charges. The Lord has opened our eyes to see a charge of faith, a charge of prayer, a charge to go into the prophetic, a charge of mystery by the Spirit of the Lord. This morning, by the grace of God, like I told you, is going to be in another dimension. I have 7 different charges here by the Spirit of the Lord for you as you go this season. I mean, when I say season, I hope you know I'm talking about the year 2026. I want you to hold them in your hand, and each of these charges, as I'm giving them to you, hold different prayer points. Pray that the Spirit of the Lord will open your eyes. We might not be able to cover all of them at once, but if it is 1 or 2 that I'm able to cover today, it's going to be a blessing to you. And by the grace of the Lord, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue tomorrow and in the few days to come. Amen. The anchor scripture that I want us to take hold onto is in the book of Colossians chapter 14 to Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and 15. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. This is a charge from the Lord as you go this season. It's a charge for you to take charge of your life. A charge for you to take charge of your season. I want you to hold this in your hand. One of the components of every season is the congregation of men. And one of the blessings of every season as well is the blessing of men. Now, men that will either help you in your going forward, or men that will become a stumbling block for you in your going forward. There are men that the Lord has strategically positioned them along your way as you follow the charge of your going forward. They are like a stepping stone for you in measuring up to the promises of God for you this season. And there are men that the enemy has strategically placed along your way this season to cause demonic traffic along your way, to become a stumbling block for you, to cross traffic in the journey of your life in going forward. You just discover that there are men that will join themselves to you and they will become hindrance for you as you go. Now, this is your first charge this morning as you go into this season before you take the first prayer. Be careful of men that will become a demonic traffic on your journey in this season. In this year 2026, be careful of men that will cause demonic delay along your way as you go in this journey in 2026. There are men that they will see you standing by the pool, men that are supposed to help you to step into the water when the angels trouble the water. But no, they will not do that because they are strategically positioned along your way to cause demonic delay, to cause demonic traffic in the journey of your way. I want you to pray this morning. In the name of Jesus, I break away from every wrong company of men in my season. In the name of Jesus, I break away from every company of wrong men. I will not keep the company of men that will cause delay in my life. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk in the company of error. I will not walk in the company of perversion. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil association that the enemy has appointed around my journey this season. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. I receive the blessings of men. Men that will sponsor my move. Men that will be components of mercy. That will be components of grace. I receive the blessings of such men. In the name of Jesus, I want you to take note. Now, the second charge and prayer for you this morning. Step out of evil design. Step out of evil cycle. Step out of evil pattern. Sit down. Consider your 2025. There is a pattern there that is not designed by God for you. There is a pattern there that it is demonically engineered to bring delay into your life. Today, step out of line. That is your second charge. Step out of line. Your second charge in your going forward, step out of evil traffic, step out of evil design, step out of evil cycle, step out of evil pattern. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. I step out of every evil line. I step out of line in the name of Jesus. I step out of evil design of the enemy for this season. Design of the enemy for this season, I step out of it. In the name of Jesus, I step out of evil cycle. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to keep demonic patterns in my new season. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to follow evil pattern in this new season. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I affirm concerning my life. It may be their usual occurrence, but as for me, I am the redeemed of the Lord. His charge for me this season is to go forward. I step out of stagnancy. I step out of evil cycle. I step out of delay in the name of Jesus. I break out of evil traffic, demonic traffic. I break out of stagnancy in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I gain speed and I receive strength. I gain speed and accuracy and I receive strength in the name of Jesus. This is the third charge for you this morning as you go. Beloved, understand this. One of the evidence of growth, evidence of life, is movement, because movement sponsors the manifestations of God's grace upon your life, the manifestations of the mercy of the Lord. You cannot stay at a point and you expect that things will move to you. Movement sponsors the manifestations of God's grace upon your life. When you remain at a point, the Lord Jesus met this man that has been at a spot carrying a particular disease for 38 years. He has been there. There is no movement. Nobody to push him forward. There is no movement. And this does not bring the manifestations of the grace of God until mercy brought movement into his life. I need you to pray. This is a charge of movement upon your life. Declare it upon yourself as you go today. I go forward in the name of Jesus. I go forward in the name of Jesus. I go forward in the manifestation of God's promises for my life. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, I need you to settle down and pray this prayer upon yourself as you go today. In fact, you can take time to sit down and listen listen to this podcast, this is a charge from the Lord for you as you go in this season. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. I destroy every craftiness of the enemy over my life. In the name of Jesus, every craftiness of the serpent, I destroy you. Craftiness of tragedy, craftiness of infirmity and sickness, you will not hold me down. You will not waste my strength. You will not waste my time. You will not waste my resources. Every craftiness of the enemy, I cancel you over my life. Every strategy, demonic strategy, to hold me down. The enemy has seen that there is no way you must go forward. They will not come up with different strategy of sickness, sicknesses that you keep spending money on, infirmity that you keep spending money on. They are craftiness of the wicked over your life. Stand against them in the name of Jesus. I destroy every craftiness of the enemy over my life in the name of Jesus. Every craftiness of stagnancy over my life in the name of Jesus. You will not prosper over me. I destroy you in the name of Jesus. I want you to take this last prayer on this third charge. I step into the moment of mercy in the name of Jesus. I step into the moment of mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. I step into every moment of mercy that is designed into my season in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, I'm going to stop here because of time and space. And I want you to sit down with this charge. I have given you three basic charges. I said there are seven. I've been able to give you three and with different prayer points this morning. The first charge this morning is to be careful of men, the charge of men. The second one is to step out of evil design. And the third one is a charge of movement. The Lord bless you as you go today in the name of Jesus. Let me put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go out, as He has commanded me to do every morning. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon you, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.